And we're taking calls this hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs because we care about you. We are five shy of the record that we almost set with Ben Fuchs that we set about a year ago. So give it a try. If you've got a smartphone or a laptop or just any kind of computer, just go to criticalhealthnews.com and just peruse it for just a few seconds. Go back to it later when you have some time, but you'll get the numbers counted, and we might set a record. We came really close, so give it a try. Even if you've done it already, do it again. You can also call 1-855-949-7234 for assistance. Back with your calls, your text, and tweets in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Of course, he works regularly with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com to give you the latest cutting information on your health that can help you. Why don't they teach this to kids in school? Why don't they have courses? At least they didn't when I was in school, Ben. Do they do now? Where is Ben Fuchs?
George?
Yeah, there you are.
Hey, that is such a deep question, George, because if our education system, which is a vestige of 17th century Prussia, by the way, and hasn't changed in 400 years or so, needs to be completely revamped. If at least one of the most fundamental problems that we have in our culture is that we're training people to be workers, but we're not training people to be thinkers. We're not training people to critically think. We're not training people in science and to understand the basics of how their human body works. And that creates a culture that is just ripe for the pickings when it comes to a corporatocracy and it comes to a consumer society. It's a serious problem, and I don't know the answer to it. I don't know why they don't change that.
Does anybody have the answer to it?
No, but that's something that has to change, absolutely, is our education system.
Yep, absolutely. So we're talking about the gentleman's autoimmune system situation.
Go ahead. It's a big problem. 100 million Americans, somewhere like 80 to 120 million Americans suffer from one or more autoimmune diseases. They're all the same. All autoimmune diseases are the same. They just happen in different parts of the body. The mechanism is the same. That is, toxicity gets into the blood. Once toxicity gets into the blood, an immune response is mounted, and through various mechanisms, that immune response starts to affect the various tissues of the body, whether it's the digestive system, and you have in the case of celiac disease, or the joints in the case of rheumatoid arthritis, or for this gentleman, the pigment-making cells in the case of vitiligo. What you have to do when you have an autoimmune disease is you've got to backtrack, work backwards into the digestive system. First thing, just lay off of certain foods. Gluten and grains, for example, are big problems for a lot of people. Legumes, which are beans and peas, peanuts, for example, are another problem that people have, another food that people have problems with. Eggs are a problem sometimes. Dairy is a problem sometimes.
Sure.
There are certain vegetables that are problems. You got to figure out what your problem foods are. I don't know if the caller is still on the line.
No, he's not.
But he'll know that there's certain foods he has a problem with. Everybody who has an autoimmune disease knows this. So you lay off problem foods. In fact, if you really get into a bind, and some autoimmune diseases are miserable, vitiligo is not one of the – there's worse ones than vitiligo. Rheumatoid arthritis comes to mind. If you have a severe one like MS or rheumatoid arthritis, fast for 2 or 3 days. And what you'll notice is your symptoms start to subside. And then when you start to eat again, you make sure you eat very carefully and notice when your symptoms spike, and that's a problem food. Then you start to take care of the digestive system. By the way, Longevity's got a great new digestive system product called the Ultimate Microbiome, which is made with something called postbiotics. Most people haven't heard of that. You know, you've heard of prebiotics.
Prebiotics, that's right.
And you've heard of probiotics, but postbiotics are the things the bacteria make. You know, these bacteria are making good things for us. These bacteria are making really good fats for us. They're making really good sugars for us. They're making nutrients for us. And so the postbiotics help support are the substances that the bacteria make. And when you take the ultimate microbiome, you're giving yourself postbiotics. In addition to that, you want to make sure that you're using your nightly essence, probiotic, and then prebiotics like fiber as well. So taking care of the digestive system is the key. First of all, it's the key to everything.
Sure.
But it's especially the key to dealing with autoimmune disease.
I heard apple pectin is pretty good for your digestive system.
Absolutely wonderful. And it's great for helping lower your blood fats and lower your cholesterol. Great for your immune system. There's a special kind of pectin that's got anti-cancer properties. That's a great one.
You had mentioned a couple months ago cayenne pepper. What was was that used for? What you liked it for the heart?
I love it for the heart. Always put a, you know, one of the all-time great health strategies is juicing. But I'm not talking with a juicer. I'm talking with a blender, high-power blender like a Ninja or a Vitamix.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
It's awesome for making juice. But here's the thing, George. Put a little cayenne in there. Oh, my God. It'll bump up the...
Well, now, what does it do for the heart?
The heart. It opens things up. It improves blood flow.
Really?
Yes. There was a great book that a guy wrote a long time ago. He's an advertising guy, and he was put on a whole bunch of medicines. And he ended up curing himself of heart disease with cayenne. And for the life of me, I can't figure out the name. I can't remember what the name of the book is. But cayenne is great for waking up the circulatory system. Circulatory system goes to sleep when you have heart disease. It kind of becomes sluggish.
And it's not hot, though, right? It doesn't have that hot feeling like pepper does.
Oh, you mean in your taste buds?
If you take it as a supplement.
Oh, no, not as a supplement, no. But you can take it, you know, you can use hot sauce, cayenne sauce. I put it in salads and soups and my juice. I love it.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hi, Joseph. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Ben. A question and a comment. There was a Lyme's disease doctor that was using glutathione supplements to treat Lyme's disease. Some people think Lyme's disease was from a bioweapons lab in Plum Island. Now, he treated a woman in Brooklyn that had this virus that was so ill she couldn't stand up or talk, and she took 2,000 mg of glutathione. Within an hour, she was able to take a shower. Within 5 days, she recovered. So I'm asking you about glutathione supplements. And my comment is, you know, with all this talk of COPS, they never bring up the importance of COPS at accident scenes, say a construction accident. They're the first ones there. They might, in many cases, they might call an ambulance. They might stabilize someone with a broken leg. Why isn't this service, which is very important if you're one of those people, why isn't this brought up in the discussions?
My dad was a cop. I don't have any, I'm not... You know, I support the police. I'm not rioting about the police, so I can't really answer that question. I do know that when they're talking about disbanding the police, they're talking about having the police not do things like you're saying, go to accidents and help get the cat out of the tree and that kind of thing. But I'm a big supporter of the police, so I don't know the answer to that.
I'm a big supporter of them, too. It's too bad we have a bad apple every once in a while
a
bushel.
That happens everywhere. But glutathione is ridiculously powerful stuff. I don't know that you can get the benefits of it by taking it orally because the digestive system will break it down. But the building blocks of glutathione, which, by the way, you'll find in the ultimate microbiome that I just talked about, one of the building blocks anyway, is called glutamine. It's in the ultimate microbiome. There's another one called cysteine and glycine. You get these building blocks in meats and in chicken soup. In cartilage kinds of products. Homemade chicken soup is ridiculously important. But glutathione is amazing, amazing stuff. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why it's not more people don't know about it. The ultimate selenium from Longevity Health activates your glutathione, and using homemade chicken soup and your ultimate microbiome will help you get the building blocks for glutathione.
Let's go to Tom for a text or tweet for you, Ben.
This one from Sal in Bangor, Maine. That's not my real name. You'll understand in a moment. My wife is trying to talk me into getting snipped. You know what that means. Is this a bad thing to do?
Well, it's a good thing because you know, if you don't want to have a baby and you want to, it's good birth control. But when you start snipping things and cutting things and removing things out of the body, you change hormones. You change the chemistry of the body. And so you will have some effects that aren't necessarily in your health interest. But you have to weigh that against the benefits, of course, of being pretty darn good birth control.
Being sterile, that's what it makes you.
Exactly.
And so be it. Jacqueline in New York, welcome to the show. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, George. I just want to thank you for your program. You have wonderful guests on, like pharmacist Ben. And
you're very welcome.
It's always so interesting. I've learned so much, and I enjoy it. It's a very welcome break from a lot of the other conversations I hear on the radio.
It is.
Pharmacist Ben, I have a question about two different supplements. One is D3, and the other one is vitamin E. I had purchased a product, a vitamin E product, and after the fact, I happened to be looking at the label, and it says on here DL-alpha, which explained that it is a synthetic form of vitamin E.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like your input. I kind of have an idea of what your input is going to be, but I'd like to hear it from you. The synthetic version of vitamin E versus, I guess, a non-synthetic version or a natural form.
Well, you're always going to get always the best way to get your vitamins is from foods. However, vitamin E is not found in a lot of foods, and it's found in, when it is found in foods, it's found in very small quantities. So, to really get the therapeutic benefits of vitamin E, you got to do it supplementally, and the cost on the synthetic is a lot cheaper than the cost on the natural, and most people don't want to go there. Vitamin E is very tricky because there's eight different forms of vitamin E. The alpha is just one. There's delta, there's beta, delta, and gamma. And
you can't get it all together?
It's very difficult to find it all together, eight of them.
Okay.
You have to really go out of your way to do it. And they're all eight are very valuable. However, most of the studies are done on D-alpha tocopherol. That's the one that you'll get significant benefits. And let me tell you something. You can get some serious benefits from that. And I know that from being in the skin business. If you take super high doses of that D-alpha tocopherol, you can heal from wounds in dramatic fashion. I mean, really mind-blowingly dramatic fashion if you take high doses of that D-alpha tocopherol. Super important for the brain. Super important for the heart. Super important for sun protection for people who are laying out in the sun, vitamin E is. And then vitamin D3 is also a little bit tricky. Vitamin D is actually a group of vitamins, like vitamin E is a group of vitamins. The best way to get your vitamin D by far and away is going to be from the sun. There's nothing close to the kind of vitamin D.
But supplementation doesn't hurt you either.
Supplementation doesn't hurt you. In fact, you have to supplement because there's a lot of times you can't get the sun. And a lot during the wintertime, some parts of the country don't get a lot of sun.
How much sun do you need, do you think, on a regular basis?
Ideally, you don't want to burn, but you want to take yourself to as close as you can without burning. You don't want to burn.
Is there a time, 10
no,
minutes,
no,
20 minutes?
Different because the pigment of the skin is going to affect it. For example, African Americans need to be out in the sun more to get vitamin D. And interestingly, African Americans suffer from vitamin D deficiency diseases like prostate issues and blood pressure issues and certain forms of cancer more than Caucasians because the pigment will prevent them from getting vitamin D. So if you're darker tone, the melanin acts like a sunscreen, like a natural sunscreen, and it'll keep you from getting vitamin D.
Well, I notice a lot of people from the Middle East who are darker complected, same thing.
That's exactly right. The darker complected people will have to make sure that they're getting more sunshine. In fact, it's thought that it was actually an evolutionary adaptive mechanism for people when they left Africa, human beings grew up in Africa, that they got paler in order to be able to get more vitamin D.
Let's go to Jerry in South Carolina. Welcome to the program, Jerry. Go ahead.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey. I called him a couple of years ago about a hernia, and I've been taking all the supplements, including MSM, joint formulas, collagen, and bone broth, and I still
got your hernia.
Have it.
Where's the hernia?
It's down in the growing area.
You got an inguinal hernia, and they're not uncommon. Inside the you ever
well, I thought Ben, I thought you needed surgery when you had a hernia.
Yeah, it's a tear. I was about to say, you ever break open a golf ball or a baseball, and you see all that wrapping inside of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Rubber bands and stuff.
Yeah, all those rubber bands and things. That human body has the same thing. Underneath the skin, you got a bunch of rubber bands. It's called the fascia, and it's basically connective tissue. And when that part of the body gets weak, it will tear and parts of the body will poke through. In fact, an inguinal hernia can be very dangerous because parts of your intestine can actually poke through there and can get all tangled up, and it can actually be a serious surgical procedure could be required from that. So it's nothing to mess around with, an inguinal hernia, or any hernia for that matter, is a tear, and it's not going to repair itself. What you want to do is you want to protect yourself from getting another hernia.
Supplementation's not going to heal the hernia.
No, it's not going to heal a hernia because it's a tear. But what you got to do is you got to repair it, and then you have to make sure that you get on a good supplement program and take care of yourself so you don't have another one, because once you have one hernia, you're prone towards more hernias.
Now, he's had this for a couple of years. Should he have had surgery two years ago?
Has it gotten worse? Is he still on the line?
Yeah, he's still with us.
Has it gotten worse?
No, I actually only have it maybe a couple hours a day if I stand on my feet.
Okay, well, you're very lucky because it's going to eventually it'll get worse. And what can end up happening, as I say, is parts of your intestine can start to poke through there, and that can be a problem.
Yes.
So you want to really, I would make sure, I would take care of that. And, George, your point before we went to break was very important. You want to involve your doctor with what you're doing. It's not... If your doctor's taking care of you, you really want it's not fair to him to go behind his back and do things. I don't believe. Now, you know, I'm not a fan of the medical model and how it treats people, but if you're working with a doctor, he's doing his best to take care of you. You owe it to him in a way to make sure you allow him to be privy to what you decide to do.
Well, and he could have some good ideas.
And he might have some good ideas as well, but it's not fair to him to go behind his back and do things. I don't believe it is, in my opinion. So your point's very well taken there.
CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website. Let's set a world record tonight for Ben. We're getting close. I need everybody who has a computer or a smartphone or some access to the internet to just go to CriticalHealthNews.com. Just do it as kind of a favor to me. Or call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO if you need some help and assistance. On the wild card line, Mike's with us in Connecticut. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, George, I won't set any records. I don't have a computer. I'm an analog man in a digital age.
That's okay.
Hey, Ben, I've got bad knees, history, career in sports, basketball, baseball primarily. I'm taking two supplements, chondroitin and glucosamine. What else can I take to help myself out?
A whole bunch of stuff. From longevity, the healthy bone and joint pack for sure. I would be doing...
That includes some of that stuff.
That includes the glucosamine. And there's also something called, you probably heard of MSM, which is very important for the joints. Essential fatty acids lubricate the joints and act as anti...
How about glucogel?
Yeah, that's the glucogel caps. That's in the healthy bone and joint pack.
Okay.
And that's the glucosamine that he was talking about, we talked about earlier. One of them really underappreciated of all the nutritional supplements are the essential fatty acids. Not only do they act as lubricants... in a way, for the joints, but they also are powerful anti-inflammatories, as effective as aspirin, as an anti-inflammatory. So making sure you're using your ultimate EFAs is really important. And then good old homemade chicken soup. You know, chondroitin and glucosamine are two of the major ingredients in cartilage in chicken soup. But making homemade chicken soup will get you, George, your favorite, high hyaluronic acid.
Yep.
And also, you can't build connective tissue without vitamin C. So while glucosamine is important and chondroitin and hyaluronic acid and bone broth and essential fatty acids, make sure you're taking everything with your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is a great source of vitamin C.
And I got to tell you, a lot of people are having titanium knees, titanium hips. What do you think of that, Ben?
It's great. It's life-saving for a lot of people, but not life-saving, but it improved the quality of life. But here's the thing, George, as we talked about this earlier, pre-surgery, post-surgery, make sure you're supplementing. You'll get much better results, especially with those ultimate enzymes. You'll get much better results from your surgery. You'll heal much faster, and you'll notice that you have a lot less inflammation and a lot less pain.
All right. Well, good luck to you. We're going to come up to a break real soon. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. We'll take some more phone calls at the half when we come back here. Next hour, we're going to talk about the afterlife, the phone number to call for help and assistance. And those folks really know their stuff, by the way, Ben. You folks have done a great job working with them. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, and again, the website criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, we'll probably get you back in about 6 weeks. You ready for that?
I am excited. I love being on, George.
Oh, you do a great job for us. Any conferences coming up for you?
No. What are they going to do about conferences? I don't even understand how they're going to have them. No more conferences.
I've got a health show in October in Chicago.
Sure, it's going to go on?
So far, so good.
So good.
All right. We'll be back with final calls in a moment with you in just a moment. Next hour, Joanne DiMaggio joins us. I don't know if she was related to the baseball famed Joe DiMaggio or not, but we're going to be talking about the afterlife, so make sure you're part of the program. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com, our final segment here. And again, the number to call, write this down and keep it, because it's not just during show nights that you can call these folks. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And they are very, very helpful. Ben, what's your agenda over the next couple months?
I'm laying low. Me and my laboratory making products. And, you know, I spent a lot of my time on doing presentations. Now they're all on Zoom. Now they're all on the internet. So I'm just laying low, creating products and doing my skin business and helping people understand how to use their bodies and use nutritional stuff.
Do you wear a mask when you go out?
Do I have to tell you that?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I don't. I'm not. You know, believe it or not, there's no proof that masks do anything. You know, and how you wear them plays a role. The kind of mask you're using, people are using.
And can they be more harmful than good?
Yeah, because you're breathing your own crap. You know, you breathe out your toxicity and you're breathing it back in. Not to mention you're breathing whatever is on the mask. No, I'm not a fan of masks. I'm not a favorite mask, and we don't even know if this virus is airborne, to tell you the truth. And that's according to medical news today. We don't know if the virus is airborne.
Why? And they're also now debating whether people who don't have symptoms can pass it on.
They're all confused. That's why I say, George, build your immune system. Strengthen your body.
Yep.
That's how you do this.
Let's go to Dade in Wisconsin. Hey, Dade, thanks for calling.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, but
Dade.
Ben, I've had chronic pain in my right leg for about 20 years from a motorcycle accident.
Oh, wow.
And I was looking to see what kind of alternatives there are to opiates that you would prescribe.
There's a lot you could do. First of all, that's
a good question. Get off those opiates if you can.
Get off the opiates. You know, wean yourself off the opiates. A couple things. First of all, you probably know about CBD. If you're going to use Youngevity, get on the Hemp FX products. And then also there's a product that Youngevity has called CM Cream and CM Capsules, which stands for acetylmyristoliate. Incredible pain relievers. And I would definitely get on that as soon as possible. Your Ultimate EFAs, as we talked about earlier, are wonderfully anti-inflammatory. A lot of that pain has to do with inflammation. And here's something else about chronic pain that follows that's secondary to either traumas or surgeries. Stretching the body is very important, and that's counterintuitive because you may feel like, oh, my God, it's going to really hurt to stretch. Well, it turns out after you have an injury, you develop these fibers that pull everything together, like I was talking earlier, the adhesions that glue everything together, in essence, and that has to be stretched out. If they're really bad, you might need to have some body work done, and that's something that you might want to consider. But nutritional supplements can go a long way, number one, towards relieving the pain, like HempFX and the CM cream and capsules, but also as anti-inflammatories, which can reduce the pain, and that's where your Ultimate EFAs come in.
All right. Good luck to you, Dad. Hope everything works out. Those motorcycle accidents are not fun at all. Perry in Lompoc, California. Hi, Perry. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you and Pharmacist Ben for being there for us.
Absolutely.
Sure. Thank you, Perry.
You know, this is not just a radio show. It is, we're family.
Yeah.
You know, and Dr. Wallach and all your wonderful guests. My mom died of the complications of COVID-19 on the 1st of June, and she was in a nursing facility for 6.5 years, and let me collect my thoughts here. First of all, the food was terrible there, you know?
Oh, of course,
And not enough supplements, you know? And, you know, she... they even gave her the antibodies with the plasma.
Yeah.
So they tried their best there at the hospital here in Lompoc, you know. But I have one other question after this, George, real quick. If you
sure.
Don't mind.
Yeah, please.
All right, but I wanted to say, what do you think of nursing homes? They seem like death camps to me,
yeah,
almost.
It's tragic what happens to older folks, you know. It seems so ironic to me that we have a culture where we're so dismissive of older folks, because we're all going to be older folks. We should be taking care of old people and honoring old people. And by the way, one of the greatest gifts you can give somebody in a nursing home is the gift of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I cannot emphasize this enough. You can change somebody's life so dramatically when they're in a nursing home, because like this Perry was saying, the food they give you is terrible. The supplements, if they do give you supplements, are minimal. When you put the Beyond Tangy Tangerine into somebody's body when they're in a nursing home, you can almost in front of your very eyes see them start to come to life. It is dramatic, and it's the kindest and most generous thing you can possibly do for somebody in a nursing home, even if you don't even know them. Just bring them Beyond Tangy. I'm not kidding you, George.
Really?
It's that serious to me. I've seen the most incredible things happen to older folks, elderly people, when they're on the Beyond Tank, when they get on the Beyond Tank.
All right, Perry said he had some other thoughts. Go ahead, Per.
Okay, and she was almost 77, and yeah, it's just. But my other question was, lately my appetite, well, naturally with all this going on, has really been very terrible. I'm hardly eating, and I wonder, doctor, I mean, the pharmacist Ben, is there any foods or supplements I could take to stimulate my appetite?
Stimulate your appetite? No, unless you're.
And why do you, why would you lose your appetite, Ben? What
cortisol, stress hormone. Stress hormone does a couple things. It can either make you want to eat more, or it can cut down your appetite or shut down your appetite. So anxiety and nervousness it can sometimes cause people to not eat. If you have when you're sick, a lot of times you don't. Your body will, the inherent wisdom of the body will tell you not to eat by not making you hungry. But the less you eat, the longer you live. You don't want to eat a lot. We way overeat, way over calorize. We weigh more than we need to. That's one of the neat things about a nutritional supplement program is once you get on it, your body has the nutrients it needs so you don't go on that one-pointed hunt for calories, which most of us are doing. So I wouldn't worry too much about, unless you're malnourished, get on a good supplement program. But unless you're malnourished, I wouldn't worry about stimulating your appetite. That's actually a good thing. It's going to add years to your life.
Indeed. Okay, good luck to you, Perry. Hope everything works out. Next up, we go to Tom with a text or tweet. What do you have for us, Tommy?
Yeah, Ben, Renee in Florida would like you to talk about the process of carbs and why they raise blood sugar and diabetes in general.
Okay, that's a great question because it's a serious problem. You know, the ketogenic diet is a low-carb diet, and it's a great way for people to eat. In fact, low-carb in general is probably the way to do it. Carbohydrates represent gasoline. They're fuel. And the body looks like a computer. When you have a computer, you have a little fan built into it because if the computer gets too hot, it'll burn out. Well, sugar and carbohydrates are like fire. They burn hot. And I don't know if you ever had a sugar burn, George or Tom. If you get a drop of sugar, if you're baking or making caramel or something like that, a drop of sugar burns hot, and that's what it does to the body. In fact, this is what accounts for many of the adverse effects of diabetes is a burning of the blood vessels. The sugar in the blood burns the blood vessels. So the problem with carbs is they burn super hot. The ketogenic diet, on the other hand, or eating more fat, allows you to get energy in a slow-release fashion. It's not as hot. And so the big problem with the carbohydrates and sugar, simply put, is they burn hot and they damage the tissue. They damage blood vessels and they damage tissue. That process, by the way, is called glycation, which you may have heard of. And so that's a big problem with the carbs and sugar. Not to mention carbs get turned into fat very readily, and that creates a whole other health challenge.
Why does Doc hate gluten so much?
Gluten is glue. You're eating glue when you eat gluten. That's gluten gets the word, gets the GLU part is all you need to know. It has a sticky property. You know, do you ever have pizza without gluten from gluten-free flour? It doesn't taste as good.
Tastes like cardboard.
Yeah, it tastes like cardboard because gluten has a sort of gummy, pulley, kind of a rubbery texture that gives pizza bread or whatever you call it, the crust part of the pizza, a real delicious flavor, a real nice quality to it. Well, that same sticky quality, rubbery quality, does the same thing to your intestines. You don't want that rubbery stuff in your intestines because what ends up happening is the stuff can react, first of all, for people who have a celiac disease, but it can also gum up the works. The intestine is very tender tissue. It needs to be very, very robust and healthy so that it can transport nutrients into the blood. When you got glue in there, you don't get the nutrients into the blood. You can get malnourished, not to mention the fact that the body starts to react to that gluten, and then you get immune reactions, you get inflammation, you can get autoimmune diseases. It's a real mess. And so gluten, and it's not just gluten, by the way. Gluten gets all the press, and it is problematic, but there's a lot of things in grains and in flour that are problematic, that are anti-nutrients, as we say in the nutrition business. But you wouldn't do well, it wouldn't hurt you to lay off of grains, flour in general, especially processed grains.
Let's go to Michael in San Diego. Welcome to the show. Thanks for holding, Michael.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Ben. I'm sorry, George.
Sure, Michael.
Ben, my question is, I take a B-complex right now with B1, 2, 6, 12, biotin, niacin, and folic acid and C, as my ophthalmologist recommended.
Good deal.
I'm 63. I'm about 20 pounds overweight.
Okay.
I've lost 20 pounds on a ketogenic diet so far.
Nice.
But I'd like to know what is the best health. I'd like to live another 25 years. So what should I include in my diet as far as nutrition goes? Like what supplements would be specifically, like multivitamin supplements should I take?
Give them that extra 25 years, Ben.
Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Get on the Healthy Start Pack tonight as soon as you can and sip on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's neat. The B vitamin, you're very smart. Your ophthalmologist is very smart to tell you about the B vitamins because they're super important for everything, but especially for the eyes. But here's the thing. If you just take a B complex, you're going to urinate it out. So if you take it in the morning, by noon, you may not have any more B-complex. You may not have enough B-complex. So you want to take your B-complex throughout the day, and that's the beauty of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It allows you to sip on those nutrients throughout the day so you don't urinate them out all at once. That's why I talk about that. One of the reasons why I talk about that product so much is the dispensing form. It comes in a powder, so you can put it in a liquid, and you can give it to the body in what we say in the business, in the pharmacy business, divided doses. You always want your medicine in divided doses, if possible, because that prevents you from excreting your dose out all at once and then running without doses or without medicine or without nutrition for the rest of the day. So if you're going to take your B-complex, take it throughout the day, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine allows you to do that. The B-complex is great, but you need the Mighty 90. You need all of them, and that's what the...
You need everything. And, Michael, remember this number, 1-855-949-7234, and the website criticalhealthnews.com that you can go to on a regular basis. First-time caller Kathleen in Alberta, Canada. Hi, Kathleen. Go ahead.
Hey, Kathleen.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got MS. I was diagnosed in 2002, and just over the last 5 years, it's gotten a lot worse. So I do take Tangy Tangerine. I've been taking it for the last 3 years. And I'm also on an immunotherapy drug called Ocrevus, and it blocks the B cells in my body. And I'm worried because by doing that, I have a higher incidence of getting cancer.
Well, yeah, you're disturbing your immune system. I mean, all the UMAB drugs, Ocrevus, and there's a whole bunch of them. When they end UMAB, they call them biologic drugs. They're drugs that shoot down the immune system missiles. Immune system has little chemical missiles, and these immune drugs knock out those immune missiles. Problem is, your body is still breaking down. And even though you may not have these immune factors, you're still giving the body the toxicity that's causing the problem in the first place. The key to autoimmunity, MS included, is work on the digestive system. And you'll see, and you know this, I'm sure, there's certain foods that make your symptoms worse, no? When you eat certain foods, aren't there foods
that happens? That happens.
Yes, certain foods will make the system worse. So keep track of the foods, work on the digestive system, get on the Ultimate Microbiome from Youngevity, the Ultimate Nightly Essence from Youngevity. Make sure you're using your Ultimate Enzymes with all meals. Take care of the digestive system. George, if you have to do one thing, if you have to do one thing for health, for longevity, for autoimmunity, for cancer, for anything, work on your digestive system. Start off with a fast if you can, or at least calorie restriction, and then take notes. Take copious notes in a food diary linking your foods to your symptoms. It is the most powerful health strategy anybody could ever do, whether they're sick or whether they don't want to be sick.
I had a friend who passed on, and he would always complain about a bad digestive system,
yeah.
Ben, all the time. And I tried to get him to get on your program and everything else, but I don't know if he ever tried.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that because it is tragic. You know, the food thing has to be mastered. We live in an empire of food. Do you know the biggest companies in the world are not the drug companies? They're the companies that make chips, and they're the companies that make cereals, and they're the companies that make candy bars. The Nestle's companies and the Mars companies and the Keebler companies and the Nabisco companies, those are the biggest companies in the world. Their profit margin is ungodly.
All sugar.
It's worse than sugar, George. They know the chemicals to put in there to make you keep eating them. And those are called natural flavors. Whenever you see natural flavors
it's like nicotine of food, huh?
In a way, it's like an addictive substance.
It's crazy. Ben, we've only got a minute left. And the website, of course, criticalhealthnews.com. You will get emails, and do you answer them or your staff?
I answer them. My staff answers them. Yeah, we all do it. And the emails, feel free. A lot of people don't like talking on the phone. Feel free to write emails. We love them. Health at criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, you could always call, too.
Super. Thanks, Ben.
Talk to you in about six weeks,
my friend. Be healthy. And in 3 weeks from now, we'll have Doc Wallach back from criticalhealthnews.com. And it's still not too late to hit that website, get those numbers up, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we're going to be talking about the afterlife here on Coast to Coast. And then, of course, in our final hour, we open up the phone lines to give you an opportunity to talk to our special guest, Joanne DiMaggio, with us. She's written an incredible book, Back With Me After 4 Years of Being Off the Program. So she will be next on Coast to Coast AM.